Let's get crazy.
The Young Sea Huang English.
Beyond Crazy English.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the French.
Lesson 21.
Dear Editor, I'm writing to tell you about the discussion we've had about whether an entrance fee should be charged for parks. Opinions are divided on the question. 60% of the students are against the idea of entrance fees. They believe a public park should be free of charge. People need a place where they can rest and enjoy themselves. Charging entrance fees will no doubt keep some people away. What's more, it will become necessary to build gates and walls which will make the city less attractive. On the other hand, 40% think that fees should be charged because you need money to pay gardeners and other workers, and to buy plants and young trees. They suggest, however, that the fees should be low. Yours, Stephen.
Lesson 22.
Dear Bill, very glad to receive your letter of July 13th. Thank you for your congratulations. I was very excited when I heard that Beijing won the bid for the 2008 Olympic Games. Immediately, I called Wei Guo and Li Hong over to my house. After a brief discussion, we decided to put up a wall newspaper for our class. We hurried to our classroom and got right to work. Wei Guo wrote a poem. Li Hong copied some news from the newspapers. I drew an Olympic flag. The next Monday, our classmates were surprised and overjoyed when they saw the wall newspaper. I hope you can come to China to watch the Olympic Games in 2008. I'd be more than happy to be your guide. Sincerely yours, Zhang Hua.
Lesson 23.
Dear Dick, how nice to hear from you again. You want to know what is going on in Chinese schools. In short, things have begun to improve since schools were called on to reduce the learning load. Like most other students, I used to have to work even on weekends, doing endless homework and attending classes as well. Now I have more free time. I can pursue my own interests, such as reading books, visiting museums, and taking computer lessons. In the evenings, I can watch the news on TV or read newspapers. I can even go to bed earlier than before. As far as I know, everyone is happy about this new arrangement. Best wishes, yours, Li Hua.
Lesson 24, Version 1.
It was 7:15 on the morning of February 8, 2000. I was walking east along Park Road when an elderly man came out of the park on the other side of the street. Then I saw a yellow car drive up 3rd Street and make a right turn onto Park Road. The next thing I knew, the car hit the man as he was crossing the road. The car didn't stop, but drove away at great speed heading west. I noticed the driver was a young woman, and the license plate number was AC864. About 2 minutes later, I stopped a passing car and took the old man to the nearest hospital. Li Hua.
Version 2.
请慢速朗读, as slowly as possible.
The event took place early in the morning on February 8, 2000, at the intersection of 3rd and Park. I saw the whole thing. There was an old man waiting to cross Park Road. When he stepped out into the street, a yellow Mercedes roared around the corner of 3rd and bumped into the old fellow. He fell over. The driver went right on like nothing had happened. Such drivers are a menace to society. I got a look at his license plate, though. The number was AC864. I hope this can help catch that crazy driver. About 2 minutes later, I stopped a passing car and took the old man to the nearest hospital. Li Hua.
Naturally.
The event took place early in the morning on February 8, 2000 at the intersection of 3rd and Park. I saw the whole thing. There was an old man waiting to cross Park Road. When he stepped out into the street, a yellow Mercedes roared around the corner of 3rd and bumped into the old fellow. He fell over. The driver went right on like nothing had happened. Such drivers are a menace to society. I got a look at his license plate, though. The number was AC864. I hope this can help catch that crazy driver. About 2 minutes later, I stopped a passing car and took the old man to the nearest hospital. Li Hua.
Quickly.
The event took place early in the morning on February 8, 2000 at the intersection of 3rd and Park. I saw the whole thing. There was an old man waiting to cross Park Road. When he stepped out into the street, a yellow Mercedes roared around the corner of 3rd and bumped into the old fellow. He fell over. The driver went right on like nothing had happened. Such drivers are a menace to society. I got a look at his license plate, though. The number was AC864. I hope this can help catch that crazy driver. About 2 minutes later, I stopped a passing car and took the old man to the nearest hospital. Li Hua.
Outstanding! 太厉害了,你真了不起! I'm so proud of you! 我为你感到骄傲!
Lesson 25
April 10th, 2000 Dear students, the student union has decided to organize a music week. It will be held the first week of May. The activities will include singing pop songs and playing classical and folk music. Bring your own musical instruments, please. There will be a music contest as well. The students taking part in the contest will listen to a part of a song or a piece of music and then guess where it comes from. If you'd like to take part in the music week, please come and sign up for it before April 20th. The location of the activities will be announced later. Come join in the fun. Student Union.
Very good.
Lesson 26.
Dear Mr. Smith, I was so pleased to hear from you, and I am writing to tell you something about my school. You are right. Quite a few changes have taken place. On one side of the road, there is a new classroom building. On the other side, where the playground used to be, now stands another new building, our library. In it, there are all kinds of books, newspapers, and magazines. The playground is now in front of the school. We have also planted a lot of trees on and around the campus. I hope you can come and see for yourself someday. Best wishes, yours, Li Hua.
Lesson 27.
May 3rd, Sunday. Fine. Today we visited a farm. Early in the morning, we met at the school gate and all went together. It took us 1.5 hours to get there by bus. The farmers gave us a warm welcome. Then the farmers showed us around. How glad we were to see the crops and vegetables growing. At noon, we had a picnic lunch in the sunshine. After a short rest, we had great fun singing and dancing and telling jokes and stories. Two of us even played a game of chess. Time passed quickly. Before we knew it, we had to say goodbye to the farmers and head back home.
Lesson 28.
The other day, my brother and I went to the cinema by bicycle. My brother was riding with me, sitting behind. As we came to a crossroads, a young man and a girl waved and stopped us. At last we found you, they said. But we didn't know them. Pointing to a policeman not far away, the young man explained, he stopped us about 30 minutes ago and told us we had to catch the next offender because we were riding together on my bicycle. So come on, stand here. Hope you don't have to wait as long as we did. Good luck.
Lesson 29.
My name is Li Hua. I was born in Dalian, Liaoning Province in February 1977. I started school in 1984 when I was 7. I studied in Guangming Primary School from 1984 to 1990. After that, I went to No. 6 Middle School of Dalian and graduated this summer. The main subjects I studied at school included Chinese, math, English, physics, chemistry, and computers. I like English and computers best, and I am very good at them. Last year, I won first prize in the school computer competition. In my spare time, I enjoy listening to popular music and collecting stamps. My favorite sports are swimming in summer and skating in winter.
Sing it! My name is Li Hua. I was born in Dalian, Liaoning Province, in February 1977. I started school in 1984. When I was seven, I studied in Guangming Primary School from 1984 to 1990. After that, I went to number 6 Middle School of Dalian and graduated this summer. The main subjects I studied at school included Chinese, math, English, physics, chemistry, and computers. I like English and computers best, and I'm very good at them. Last year I won first prize in the school computer competition. In my spare time I enjoy listening to popular music and collecting stamps. My favorite sports are swimming in summer and skating in winter.
Lesson 30.
May I have your attention, please? I have an announcement to make. The student union is going to hold a party on Saturday evening, August 15th, to welcome our friends from the United States. The party will be held in the roof garden of the main building. It will begin at 7:30 p.m. There will be music, dancing, singing, and games. At the end of the party, there will be a gift exchange. Everybody should bring along a small gift for this purpose. Please remember to wrap it up, sign your name, and write a few words of good wishes. Don't forget, 7:30, Saturday evening, roof garden, main building. There's sure to be a lot of fun. Everybody is welcome.
Very good.
Lesson 31. May 31st, Sunday. Fine. It was Grandma's birthday. Father, mother, and I went to visit her. She lives with my uncle in a village not too far away. Early in the morning, we went to buy some presents and a birthday cake and took the bus to her place. Grandma and uncle were so glad to see us. We gave the presents to Grandma and she was very happy. Then we sat down to talk while uncle prepared lunch for us. The meal was nice and we all enjoyed it very much. At 4 o'clock, we said goodbye and set off for home. Lesson 32. Sun Shuwei, a world champion in diving.
Slowly.
Sun Shuwei, a world diving champion, is a boy of 14 from Guangdong. He loved swimming when he was a small boy, and at 8, he became a member of the Guangdong diving team. He studied hard at school and trained hard for 5 years before he joined the national team. A year later, in 1990, he won a gold medal at the 11th Asian Games and became a world champion at the 6th World Swimming Championships early in 1991.
Now, naturally.
Sun Shuwei, a world champion in diving. Sun Shuwei, a world diving champion, is a boy of 14 from Guangdong. He loved swimming when he was a small boy, and at 8, he became a member of the Guangdong diving team. He studied hard at school and trained hard for 5 years before he joined the national team. A year later, in 1990, he won a gold medal at the 11th Asian Games and became a world champion at the 6th World Swimming Championships early in 1991.
As quickly as possible.
Sun Shuwei, a world champion in diving. Sun Shuwei, a world diving champion, is a boy of 14 from Guangdong. He loved swimming when he was a small boy, and at 8, he became a member of the Guangdong diving team. He studied hard at school and trained hard for 5 years before he joined the national team. A year later, in 1990, he won a gold medal at the 11th Asian Games. He became a world champion at the 6th World Swimming Championships early in 1991.
Yes, that was perfect. Taiwan mailing.
Lesson 33.
Dear Editor, I'm worried about the effects of television, especially on our children. First, there is a lot of violence shown on TV, and many children copy what they see. Second, the advertisements make them want things they don't need. Doctors say sitting in front of the television set all day is bad for people's eyes. Many children have to wear glasses, and I believe it is because of the long hours they spend watching TV. I hope you publish my letter in your newspaper soon so that people will realize the bad effects TV may have on children. A worried mother.
Lesson 34. Dear Mr. Leo, I am writing to ask you for sick leave. Last Saturday, I went swimming in the river, and I got caught in the rain on the way home. That night, I had a headache. My mother took my temperature and found I had a high fever. She took me to see the doctor the next day. The doctor said I had a bad cold and asked me to stay in bed for 3 days. So I can't come to school today, and I can't take part in the basketball match to be held on Tuesday either. Yours, Zhang Hua. Lesson 35.
Dear Wang Feng, thank you so much for your kind invitation to spend the summer vacation with you. It was very nice of you to invite me, but I'm sorry to say that I will not be able to come. I will tell you why. My mother is seriously ill, and my father is always busy with his work. There's no one but me to look after my mother and take care of the housework. Thank you so much for your invitation. I hope I may be able to visit you some other time. Yours, Xiao Hong.
Lesson 36. Version 1. My mother is a nurse. She works in a large hospital. She was born in 1962. At the age of 18, she finished middle school. She studied hard because she wanted to work in the medical profession. Later, she became a nurse. My mother loves her job. She works hard. She is very kind to the patients and always tries her best to serve them well. Whenever the patients have problems, she is always ready to help them. They all say she is a good nurse. I'm proud of my mother.
Version 2. My mother is a nurse, and I'm very proud of her. Let me tell you why. She was born in 1962. She knew from an early age that she wanted to help people, so she studied very hard. After graduating from high school in 1980, she became a nurse. Everyone agrees that my mother is an excellent nurse. She works hard and really puts her heart into helping her patients. She is very kind to them and does everything she can to ease their pain and suffering. That's why I'm proud of my mother. When I grow up, I want to be just like her.
Sing it. My mother is a nurse, and I'm very proud of her. Let me tell you why. She was born in 1962. She knew from an early age that she wanted to help people, so she studied very hard. After graduating from high school in 1980, she became a nurse. Everyone agrees that my mother is an excellent nurse. She works hard and really puts her heart into helping her patients. She is very kind to them and does everything she can to ease their pain and suffering. That's why I'm proud of my mother. When I grow up, I want to be just like her.
Lesson 37.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Great Wall. The Great Wall of China is one of the wonders of the world. It is one of the few man-made objects on Earth that can be seen from the moon. It dates from about 770 BC. It is more than 6,000 kilometers long, 6 to 7 meters high, and 4 to 5 meters wide. All the work was done by hand. Many people were forced to work on the wall. Now the Great Wall has become a place of interest. We all know the famous Chinese saying, "He who has never seen the Great Wall is not a true man." Now let me show you around the Great Wall. This way, please.
Lesson 38. Ernest Miller Hemingway, the famous American writer, was born in Oak Park, Illinois, in the year 1899. He loved hunting, fishing, sports, and many other physical activities. When he was young, he began to write. During his lifetime, he wrote many books, including For Whom the Bell Tolls, The Sun Also Rises, A Farewell to Arms, and The Old Man and the Sea. The Old Man and the Sea was his most successful novel. For this book, he won the Pulitzer Prize, and later on, he received the Nobel Prize for Literature. Sadly, he shot himself in 1961. Lesson 39.
Most students of our school, including me, are against the construction of a chemical works near our school. Although the works will make a lot of money for our city, we think it will do us more harm than good. The drinking water will be badly polluted. Of course, they have promised not to pollute the water. However, we doubt this will be possible. The city's air will be polluted, too. We will never be able to breathe fresh air. How can we live here any longer? Last but not least, the proposed site of the chemical works is the only place where we students can play games and have sports after school. Where would we go if it were occupied?
Hey, man, you're making great progress. 你正在取得最大的进步.
Lesson 40, Version 1. 301 Renmin Road, Nantong, Jiangsu, China, May 10, 2004. Dear John, I'd like to introduce my younger brother to you. He'll travel to New York soon. In New York, he'll visit a few scenic spots and do some shopping. I'm hoping he'll make some American friends there. There is really a great opportunity for him to get to know the U.S. and its culture better. He hasn't been able to master the English language, despite his 3 years of study. He's afraid people won't be able to understand him. Would you be kind enough to give him as much help as possible? I am very grateful to you for your help. Thank you very much. Yours, Li Ming.
It's time to turn the tape. 现在该三代了。